Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Claiming Victory, a Romantic Comedy is the first book in Beverly Watts' writing series, The Shackleford Diaries. It is a British romantic comedy set in the seaside town of Dartmouth and centers on Victory Shackleford, a 32-year-old woman whose quiet, carefully managed routine is disrupted when Hollywood arrives in town. The novel uses that collision between everyday provincial life and celebrity culture to build humor, romantic tension, and comic social observation. Victory is presented as an unconventional romantic heroine. She is practical, insecure about her appearance, lives with her eccentric father, and is more comfortable with predictability than excitement. That setup gives the book its distinctive angle. Since the story does not depend on glamorous wish fulfillment alone, but instead on self-acceptance, family dynamics, and the awkwardness of change, as a romantic comedy, the book aims to entertain through dialogue, situational comedy, and emotional warmth, while also offering a character-driven look at how unexpected events can open the way to personal growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a heroine shaped by ordinariness rather than idealized romance. One of the book's most notable features is its choice of protagonist. Victory Shackleford is not written as a polished, conventionally glamorous lead. Instead, she is described as overweight, frumpish, and content with a modest, predictable life. That matters because the novel uses her perspective to question standard romantic comedy expectations. Rather than presenting attraction as something reserved for a highly idealized heroine, the story makes emotional relatability more important than appearance. Victory's self-image also creates internal comic tension, because her cautious habits and low expectations are constantly tested by events around her. This gives the book a grounded center and allows the humor to emerge from embarrassment, insecurity, and social discomfort rather than from broad parody alone. The result is a more inclusive version of romantic comedy, one that emphasizes personality, resilience, and worth over makeover fantasy. Readers who want a heroine with recognizable flaws and believable limitations are likely to find this approach especially distinctive within the genre. Secondly, Hollywood is a disruptive force in a quiet coastal community. The central plot engine is the arrival of Hollywood in Dartmouth, which turns an orderly local setting into a space of disruption and surprise. This contrast between the sleepy seaside town and the noise of celebrity culture creates both narrative momentum and comic opportunity. The setting is not just decorative. It helps define the book's tone by placing an ordinary woman in an extraordinary social situation. In that sense, the novel uses place as a mechanism for change. Dartmouth's calm, familiar atmosphere represents stability, while the intrusion of film industry energy introduces unpredictability, status anxiety, and social chaos. That tension is important because it allows the book to explore how communities react when their routines are invaded by glamour and attention. It also sharpens the comedy, since the mismatch between local life and Hollywood behavior naturally invites misunderstanding and absurdity. By relying on setting as an active part of the plot, the book gives its romance a stronger sense of context and makes the emotional stakes feel tied to a real social environment rather than an abstract backdrop. Thirdly, humor built from character clash, not just witty one-liners. The book is repeatedly described as funny, but its humor appears to depend on more than simple banter. A major source of comedy comes from clash between Victory's cautious temperament and the more dramatic forces entering her life, between family eccentricity and everyday routine, and between romantic expectation and practical reality. Beverly Watts' style in this series is associated with laugh-out-loud moments, but the humor also seems to arise from sustained comic situations that grow out of character behavior. That kind of writing is effective because it keeps the comedy tied to narrative consequence. Instead of relying on detached jokes, the novel lets awkwardness, embarrassment, and misjudgment drive the story forward. This is particularly important in romantic comedy, where humor often functions as a way to lower emotional defenses before intimacy can develop. The book, therefore, uses laughter not only as entertainment but as a structural tool. It makes the characters more accessible, softens sentimental elements, and helps the romance feel earned rather than formulaic. Readers looking for warmth without excessive sentimentality will likely respond to this balance. Fourthly, family life and domestic responsibility as part of the romantic plot. Victory's relationship with her father is a key part of the book's world and helps distinguish it from romance stories that focus only on courtship. She lives at home with an eccentric retired admiral, a detail that adds both comic texture and emotional realism. Their dynamic suggests a household where responsibility is unevenly distributed, with Victory occupying the role of the practical adult while also remaining emotionally constrained by her domestic environment. That setup matters because it shows why change is difficult for her. Her life is not empty, it is structured by duty, habit, and family obligation. This makes the romantic plot more meaningful, since falling in love is only one part of a wider shift in identity. The novel, therefore, treats domestic life as a serious narrative force rather than a minor backdrop. Family relationships create pressure, amusement, and vulnerability, all of which shape Victory's choices. A feel-good romance that values self-acceptance over transformation. Although claiming Victory functions as a romance, its deeper emphasis appears to be on self-acceptance and adapting to change. Victory's story is not built around the idea that she must become a different person in order to deserve love. Instead, the emotional logic of the book suggests that she must learn to move beyond caution, recognize her own value, and respond to disruption without losing herself. That approach gives the novel a gentler and more contemporary moral shape than many older romantic comedies. It also explains why the book has been welcomed by readers who appreciate unconventional heroines and emotionally warm storytelling. The practical effect is that the novel offers comfort without becoming shallow. It invites readers to laugh, but it also acknowledges loneliness, uncertainty, and the difficulty of change. In category terms, this makes the book stand out as a romance that pairs lightness with emotional inclusion. The result is a story that is not only entertaining, but also affirming for readers who want romantic fiction that does not depend on perfect bodies, perfect confidence, or perfect circumstances. In conclusion, Claiming Victory will appeal most strongly to readers who enjoy British romantic comedies, small town settings, and character-driven stories with a strong comic voice. It is especially suitable for readers who want a heroine outside the usual glossy romance template, since Victory Shackelford is defined by ordinariness, insecurity, and resilience rather than polish. The book also offers value for readers who appreciate family dynamics, seaside atmosphere, and comedy rooted in social disruption rather than mere gag writing. Compared with many genre romances, it stands out for making an unconventional heroine feel central and fully worthy of attention, while also using Hollywood intrusion as a lively source of conflict and humor. Its tone combines warmth with silliness, and its emotional appeal comes from the sense that ordinary lives can still contain surprise, romance, and personal change. For readers seeking a romantic comedy that is friendly, readable, and grounded in everyday awkwardness, this novel offers a distinctive entry point into Beverly Watts Shackelford world. If you would like to support Beverly Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.